Hare Krishna. Jagannath Sutta thus asks a question about the destination of practicing devotees, devotees who haven't reached perfection, and the means by which they get there. He says that often devotees say that Srila Prabhupada will come and take us back to Godhead. He doesn't see any shastric support for that. Neither is he convinced that all practicing devotees are going back to Godhead. And if they don't go back to Godhead, then Vishnu Dutas won't be coming for them, so the other alternative seems to be the Yamadutas, and that alternative he doesn't favor. So where do devotees go, and who takes them to wherever devotees go if they're not being taken back home, back to Godhead, by the Vishnu Dutas? It is a fact that Srimad Bhagavatam, especially if we see Ajamil Kanda, pastime of Ajamil, then we see the role of Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, first because he's so sinful, then Yamadutas think that they have a right over Ajamil, and when he becomes perfect in devotional service, then the Vishnudutas come for him. And in other Shastra, there are other mention of Vishnudutas in the Bhagavatam, but in other scriptures, Garga Samhita, Puranas, mention, many mention of living entities attaining perfection, Vishnudutas coming for them and going back to Godhead in the accompaniment of Vishnudutas. Is everyone destined to go back to Godhead? Well, of course, they're destined to go back to Godhead. Whether everyone goes back to Godhead or not, that will really depend on them. It will depend on how seriously and regularly practice Krishna consciousness, how they become free from bad habits, how much service they've done to glean the mercy of the Lord, and so on. But if one is not perfect, then certainly, and this we get from again Ajramil pastime, where Yamaraj unequivocally tells the Yamadutas, don't go near Vaishnavas, they're not in my domain, they're under Krishna's protection. So it's very clear from that that Vaishnavas, practicing Vaishnavas, unless there's some extraordinary thing that they do, and of course there's always an exception to every rule, are not going to see Yamaraj, and they're not going to see the Yamadutas. On the other hand, it's not necessarily the case that they see Vishnudutas either. If we take the example of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, although Sanatana Goswami mentions the Vishnudutas as someone who gives Gopkumar instructions in the realm of liberation, but at no time does Gopkumar, when he's going from one place to another, is it Vishnudutas who are taking him. But rather, he's traveling by the strength of his mantra, and according to how he's chanted his mantra, he achieves a different type of destination. He goes to Swarga, he goes to Brahmaloka, he goes to the realm of liberation, Mahakalapur. So in this instance, we see that the mantra takes him. And then finally, when he does attain perfection, then we see that actually neither particularly the mantra and traveling by different paths all the time, he's going along different routes to these places, then Gop Kumar faints in ecstasy, falls into the Jamuna, and wakes up in Goloka. So in this case, you could say that it was Goloka. Excuse me, it was Jamuna. He went by the path of the Jamuna to the spiritual world. And of course, Prabhupada says that that's how yogis often travel from one planet to another along the Ganga. So it seems that there are different means of going back home, back to Godhead, or at least different paths by which one goes back home, back to Godhead. Since Vishnu Dutas do take devotees back to Godhead, and Srila Prabhupada is certainly a Vishnu Duta, Krishna Duta, so why couldn't he come? That he's the only means for delivering his disciples or his followers, in other words, he's the one who's going to come. I don't know if Prabhupada explicitly saying anything like that in a general context. Rather, from Shastra, it appears that there are many ways to go. But one thing for sure, and that is that Yamadutas will not be coming for Vaishnavas, for devotees. That is not only stated there in the Bhagavatam, but the glories of the holy name, that if simply once just if one chants the holy name, Namabhas, then he's freed from ever having to see Yamaraj. So there, one can rest assured that will not be a risk. But still, we should take Krishna consciousness seriously and not just automatically think that just because I'm here, therefore, I'm here, meaning in ISKCON or Krishna consciousness, I'm going back to Godhead without making the proportional effort. Hare Krishna.